The Icelandic band Arstadir is making their first tour through the United States after becoming a sensation quickly in their home country of Iceland shortly after their formation in 2008. Undeterred by Iceland's economic troubles then and a volcanic eruption and many other events since, they've found a worldwide audience for their music, including one song that's a video on YouTube that's had over 4 million hits. Arstadir's music includes an emphasis on harmony and elements of folk and classical and rock, and they'll perform at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene, and they're here with us in the KLCC studios now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I look forward to hearing about your experiences in the U.S. and Iceland, but let's drop straight into music first, shall we? What's the first song you feel like playing for us here?
It's from the new CD, and it's called Someone Who Cares.
Understand what it feels to wander in circles, with fingers running through your hair. I can clearly see what it is to me, waiting with someone who cares. Sorry, I'm watching the lights go down. I can barely feel anything. It tears me apart, drawn to light. Future is waiting. When will I see you again? Run with the signs. Nobody speaking, every number can show. Nobody's not in
Arstadir, all the way from Iceland, live in the KLCC studios here in quintet form, including Ragnar Olafsson on the keyboards and vocals, Gunnar Jakobsson on the baritone guitar and vocals, Daniel Oydensson on the guitar and vocals, Carl Peske on the violin and vocals, and Unnar Jonsdottir on cello. A song called Someone Who Cares from their most recent CD, Kvel, or Spheres. They will be live at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene. Beautiful harmonies. You guys seem to really love harmonies. Where do you come about your love of harmonic singing? Anyone care to answer that? Wagner?
It all started with a love for Crosby, Stills, and Nash type singing. That's sort of what brought us together in the first place.
Really?
And that's the point where we started. And then from there, we sort of searched out our own old mix, our own style.
In Iceland, how much of the world's music is accessible to you, and how much of the music comes from Iceland? I really don't know much about the Icelandic music scene.
I think it's a very very healthy mix between Icelandic folk music and Western pop music that we like, some classical, and even electronica, and everything goes.
Well, I think it's a beautiful sign of the new openness of the musical world in a certain way that the song that's been such a huge hit for you on YouTube is an Icelandic hymn that has roots in the 13th century. What inspired you to, A, record that and do that in a train station? Was that a mere accident, or was there some sort of a plan to all of this?
Complete accident. We were just bored after a concert, and we happened to be performing in a train station, and the tunnel had much better reverb than the concert hall, so we went out there, tried to have some fun, and someone recorded it. And 4 million views later, we decided that was a good idea.
Well, there are some unusual recording situations these days. So often, I mean, it's a time of freedom in the recording world in a lot of ways, too, because home studios are great. And I've had people in the studios here who have recorded in a cave and at home and in churches. And the recording for Cavell was also done in an unusual place, I believe. Tell me about the place that the most recent CD was recorded in.
This is a power plant that was built after World War II with Marshall Plan money, and it was shut down. It was a coal power plant, and when Iceland discovered that they have geothermal energy, it just sort of like fell into disuse for a couple of decades, and then over just like last 10 years, entrepreneurs have started filling it up again and using it as a creative space. So we live there, and we do most of our composing there.
So it's not only a recording space, it's a home space, and perhaps arts beyond music taking place there as well?
Yeah, it's pretty free.
So how does it affect your music to have all that other art in multifaceted form around you? Anyone wish to jump in on this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's important to have different arts meet, because that's where things happen. And one of the Feisland's, in my personal opinion, most interesting writers, he sits there and writes. And So when we meet at the coffee machine, that's a good talk, and that's sort of whatever song you're working on in your room, you get a new, fresh perspective on that, talking to the writer who's, you know, walking around thinking about his book. And that's, you know, I think it's healthy. Yeah.
It is healthy to break down boundaries and create creativity and beyond, from my perspective as well, for certain. And to break down geographical barriers is always a beautiful thing as well. I'm of course curious as to what your experiences in the United States have been like thus far compared to your expectations. Carl, I think I'll ask you not to answer this since you're from Michigan. But and anyone else want to talk about your first experiences here in the United States and how they might differ from expectations?
I can maybe tell you that this is the first time I've been to the States. My name is Daniel, guitarist. I would say Iceland is kind of like a mixture of Europe and America. So I wouldn't say that anything surprised me by coming here, but we are very familiar with many of these things. We're like raised up on American movies and TV shows and everything. But I would say what surprised me the most was the landscape. It's like going from desert through these mountains and all these trees and everything, and strange how every state got their kind of like a signature nature. That's probably what surprised me the most.
It's a beautiful and diverse country that we have to offer, and I'm so glad that you get a chance to see some of it as a part of playing music for all of us too. We feel honored to have you here in the studios and have you here in this country. Our studio live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene. What's the next song you have for us?
Oh, this is a song called Ljóðisand. It's in Icelandic, obviously, and the title means poems in the sand. Thank you.
strömtorfir yfir og hugsar lág og mikið og tími liður þá breyti svo mátt sem aldrei neitt hæðir í sé Næstum nótt förum heim tökum sem herja á Sjórin gengur á land skrifa í svartan sand ljóðin þín og lindar málinni Til fleiri stundir sem líða Segir svo margt Hættur Fær aldrei svar Næstu nótt Fer ég heim Alla teg eftir þeim Tungu skýr Sem herja á Sjórin gengur á land Skrifar í Svartan sand, ljóðið þín Og lindar
Arstadir live in the KLCC studios with a song that translates to mean poems in the sand in Icelandic. They're live at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene. Well, every language does have its own rhythm and sound and intonation. So, Gunnar, how is it different to sing in Icelandic than it is in English?
Oh, it's quite different. I would say that, we do sing in both languages, and it's like almost like a 50-50 split, and usually it's just the song itself that decides, or like pulls you in a certain way and calls for a certain language. I would say for me personally, it's more of a challenge to write lyrics in Icelandic. And this is because like there's a big tradition of poetry. And I don't know, like it feels like there's more pressure to have like this big vocabulary and like live up to the standards of the poetry. So, so in a way that's more of a challenge.
Uh-huh.
So you have to sit more over that.
And there's always a difference between poetry and lyrics too. What works poetically on the page doesn't necessarily work to be sung. So does that come into play as well?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. And maybe think about sounds a lot too, but we will write lyrics in a very different way. We all write the songs, and it really depends on what person is composing.
Mm-hmm. Arstadir live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene. What's the third song you have for us this afternoon?
This is another one from our second CD. It's called "Á meðan jörðin sefur," and it means "While the world sleeps."
Sefur öllum lökin kýrð og rót Vakir einn en dreymir þó Starir upp guns in Stithrow. I've had me Straps of Hooker's Key, Hooker Simon Ray, Fasumero, Dear Yohim, Sam. Swaps of Hooker's Key, Hooker's Simon Ray, Fasumero,
Arstadir, While the World Sleeps, live in the KLCC studios, far from their Icelandic home and touring the United States, including a stop this evening, July 22nd, at the Wow Hall in Eugene. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. with Russian-American artist Marina V opening. For more on the music of Arstadir, including their newest album, Fell or Spheres, go to arstadir.com, or if you can't spell Arstadir, try IcelandicBandName.com, and that will take you there. You can also find them on Facebook or SoundCloud and find their videos on YouTube. For more on the show tonight, wowhall.org. Well, I know Arstadir means seasons in English. How did it come to be the right name for this band in 1 minute or so that we have remaining?
From the start, we used a lot of natural metaphors to describe sort of intimate feelings, and sort of kept with us.
Well, we really thank you for bringing your natural metaphors and all of your beautiful music into the KLCC studios today. It's an honor to have you here, and may the rest of the tour go well.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Great to be here.